Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of December 28th, 2020. Before it happens, my name is the Bruce, and let's get started with the last episode of GUI Precap for 2020. For the pick of the week, I am going with Doctor Who Revolution of the Daleks. This, instead of they're doing a Christmas episode, they're doing a New Year's Eve episode. But this one will have John Barrowman back as Captain Jack Harkness. If you ever get a chance to see John Barrowman at a con, do it. He's always amazing. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, nothing. Tuesday, ABC has the year 2020. Like anyone wants to relive this shit. CW has Popstar's Best of 2020 and then the finale of Tell Me a Story. Wednesday, nothing. For Thursday, it's New Year's Eve, and people are going to exploit that. For ABC, they have Dick Clark's primetime New Year's Rocking Eve with Ryan Seacrest 2021. For NBC, New Year's Eve, Escape from 2020. Fox, you have Fox's New Year's Eve Toast and Roast 2021. And for ID, you have Fear Thy Roommate. Okay. For Friday, CW has the premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race, and BBC America has Doctor Who Revolution of the Daleks. For Saturday, HBO has the premiere of The High Note. For Sunday, ABC has the finale of Supermarket Sweep and the premiere of The Rookie. Fox has Call Me Kate premiere. CW has the finale of Outpost, and BBC America has the premiere of The Watch. For DVDs coming out this week, the only thing coming out this week that's worth noting is The Honest Thief. For online entertainment, Netflix has The Best Leftovers Ever, Equinox, The Minimalist, Less Is Now, Headscape Guide to Meditation, and Asphalt Burning. For GUI News, just From the Mouths of Madness are coming out this week. Most of the shows are taking a much-needed week or two off and will be returning the first couple weeks of 2021. For one more thing, I think this is going to be a perfect story to end 2020 with. Back in 2005, James Doohan passed away. For those of you who do not know who he was the actor that played Montgomery Scott, or Scotty, from the original Star Trek series. One of his final wishes was for his ashes to be sent into space. Well, the family asked a few times, and they were always received a no from those that were involved. Enter Richard Garriott, the entrepreneur who became, in 2008, one of the first private citizens to go into space, after being asked by the Doohan family to help fulfill the late James's wishes to find a way into space after death. Garriott and Doohan's son, Chris, concocted a plan, which involves secretly sneaking a laminated card containing some of Doohan's ashes onto the International Space Station. The plan was concocted after Garriott had already registered his items for the trip, so in order to make sure it was carried out, he had to keep it secret from the people that were in charge of the mission, and they've actually been up there ever since. This story has finally come to light thanks to the Times newspaper after all of these years. Reportedly, his ashes have traveled 1.7 billion miles throughout space, orbiting the planet more than 70,000 times. So, with the new year upon us, even though we've all been through so much, we could still end up among the stars. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all the good times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. You can call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. All of these things happen. I'm from the future. Be nice to each other and have a happy and safe New Year's Eve.
GUIPodcast.com. Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.